Hello.
Hello.
It's Summer.
And Suka.
We are in New York right now.
So we're saying hello from New York.
How's everyone doing?
Hope y'all are well.
Yeah, so we're just on a few days vacation. Would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been good. Just wanted to check in with you guys, see how it's going.
See maybe what your favorite places are to go to relax, how you relax. Do you travel to relax? Do you find it stressful?
Both.
All of the above.
Both. Yes. Yes to all.
Yes. Multiple choice, all of the above.
All of the above. But I mean, I think when I travel, I like to have one day where I just walk around and don't have anything planned. And I like to have another day where I go to a Korean spa.
And she chose a really good spa here.
Yeah. Just saying. So, what's it called? Juvedex?
Juvenex?
Juvenex or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, Juvenex, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a 24-hour Korean spa. So, it was super nice. Super relaxing.
It's on the fifth floor and the fifth floor.
And also
the fifth
on the
floor.
Fifth floor. So,
if you're just for clarity,
going up the elevator, it indicates that it's on the fifth floor. And the fifth floor.
Make sure you got that.
Yeah.
Fifth floor.
But it's really fun.
It's so nice, and everybody that works there is so sweet. It's a really good place.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
super
highly
chill.
Recommend going. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I think it's, what were the hours that were ladies? It was like, whatever, 11?
Seven
to like
to
five. So basically the whole day is woman only, so... Mm-hmm. In true Korean spa fashion, it's bathing suits optional, which is nice.
Yes.
So.
After that, it is couples.
Mm-hmm. Or co-ed.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Allowed. So. Yeah. Co-ed.
Yeah. And then they have treatments. We didn't do a treatment this time, but maybe next time we'll go for like a facial or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do like body scrubs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's
$50.
Yeah.
To go in, and you can just stay there the whole day. They have They had pineapple. They were serving pineapple.
They had a whole bunch of fruit plates you could get.
Yeah, it was nice.
Tea, water.
Yeah, so highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vacations are sometimes good just to have a reset or something different every once in a while.
Oh, I did something new.
Yes.
So Suka took me to a baseball game.
It was highly entertaining because she doesn't really know
anything.
Baseball.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
About the sport.
Yeah. But it was really fun because I got to show her around, and it's kind of, if you know baseball, you know the place is just like a big museum. Yeah, and like
there
you get
was
to do
a museum.
Old,
yeah. There was a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the little Hall of Fame that every like place has, and little stores everywhere that you get to go in. We went in one because as much as there's different things, they're pretty generic and they're similar. And also there was a lot of walking around to do at Citi Field, the Met Stadium. So we kind of wandered and thought that we had found the vegan pizza, but there wasn't. It was on the sixth floor at section four.
Confused.
Yeah.
Because I was confused. I'm glad that you were with me because I was like, there were so many people and
there's a lot of people always wandering.
Staircases and different entryways, and I was so confused.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, and then I learned that at the seventh inning, they all sing this song.
Take me out to the ball game at the seventh inning stretch. So I made sure that we were in our seats for that because I wanted her to experience it. Because everybody stands up, stretches, and sings.
I did not stand, sorry.
She did not stand, nor did I. Because we had also been walking around the majority of the like first few innings, so I don't think we needed the stretch.
Oh, is that why it's called a stretch?
Yeah. Because you've been sitting for so long.
Oh, it's literally a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Time to, like, get your blood moving.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did not know that. So what do you like most about New York?
Me? Well, New York has two of every major league sport, which for me, obviously, I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love the amount of parks. I really enjoy the parks. I enjoy that people actually are super friendly. I have never had really anything of a terrible experience or interaction with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, people are generally very friendly and helpful. And there's a lot to do. And I like that. It's as fun or relaxing or exciting as you want to make it.
It's a very choose your own adventure city. Mm-hmm. I think people are nice here. Like, especially if you're a tourist. Like, I've seen people be kind of, like, snippy or opinionated, like, local to local, you know?
That's the same anywhere you go. But when you live somewhere with somebody, right?
Just even just, like, earlier when the couple was, like, talking to the cab and they're like, are you offering Uber rates?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, no. And he's like, that's illegal. And they go into this thing. Yeah. So, like, yeah, there are, like, some things like that happen. But I feel like overall people here are super nice.
The taxis are a whole nother level here, though. Like, the guy charged us overpriced. Well, I mean,
so are the Ubers, though.
Yeah. I had a really bad Uber experience here tonight at the Met Stadium, City Field, whatever you want to call it. And to be honest, I've never had such a terrible experience. But I emailed them and they got back to me and they reimbursed me and stuff. So, whatever.
It was okay.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I find that, like, taxis in general and driving things in New York are a little bit hectic and stressful, but, oh, well, it is what it is.
But I would say it's been a good trip.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So, yeah, we just wanted to check in.
And say hello. And what are your favorite travel destinations? You know any good spas anywhere? Give us a call. Summer's blotting and I'm eating. We sorry have our niches. Yeah, no kidding. Sorry, my life.
Oh, yeah. We also went to the Whole Foods.
To buy fruit.
Our first night here, we went to the Whole Foods. And I don't know if you guys... Okay, fellow Canadians, if we have any other Canadians who listen to us. The Whole Foods back home is
garbage.
Just...
garbage.
Like, generic. The choices are so limited compared to the choices here.
Yes.
So... we just went completely ham.
Ridiculous.
I actually had anxiety.
With how much?
I was paying. I was at the register and I was like, okay, taking out all of the shit that I put in my fucking cart. I'm like, okay, well, can't do this in two handfuls. So I like keep taking stuff out of my cart. And I'm like, wow, I bought a lot of shit.
So she's taking a lot home.
And so I was like, oh, that's a lot of food. Yeah, and I was like starting to get a bit of anxiety because I was like, that's a lot of food. But yeah, I know we finished like most of the perishables.
Yeah, for sure.
There's just a lot of really good protein bars that we don't have home. So anyway,
and these little squeezy things called monk packs, and they're delicious.
They're so cute. Yeah,
oatmeal fruit squeeze.
I think you might be able to buy them online though.
We probably order them or Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that was also fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, strippers, traveling, eating, and spas.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all.
That's our check-in. We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.